Hey, I want to bring in James Christie. Jim Christie is one of the community outreach specialists for the VA in New England. They've been doing better and more amazing work, I think, to reach directly to veterans. I talked to one veteran, a Navy SEAL, who was on with us yesterday, retired, who was up at one of the events last week, and one of the folks in the VA just went up and introduced himself and said, "Hey, are you getting what you need?" That's the kind of customer service we need back in the VA. Jim Christie's in our studios, and along with him is Mike McNamara, who's chief of outreach. And they're going to be busy this weekend, along with a lot of other people, at the New Hampshire Motor Speedway as NASCAR returns, and they're taking it to the race, and veterans there, and a lot of veterans will be there. Let me start, let me bring in both of you. Mike and Jim, tell us about what you have planned this weekend, how veterans can meet up with you, and why they should.
Well, Jack, Dad, thank you for having us. Yeah, we're going to be up there at the New Hampshire Motor Speedway starting tomorrow, Friday, at about noon, and we'll be there right on through Sunday afternoon when the big race starts. We're going to be down in the fan zone. We'll have a tent set up down there, and we're just asking anybody can stop by and talk with us, but especially veterans, their families, any of their caregivers, come on by, check in with us, and we can go over what benefits you may be eligible for.
And, you know, I'm amazed, Jim and Mike, and thanks for what you do and your service, at the number of veterans when we have, like, our Make 12 Hours Count for Veterans Count part of Easter SEAL or our Swim with the Mission efforts last week and the luncheon for Navy SEALs, I'm still amazed at the number of veterans. And Dave Rogers is a good example. He moved here. He's a retired SEAL. He'll be the first to tell you. You know, some stuff he's battled over the years, and he didn't know the programs and the programs were even there because veterans aren't really good at putting their hand up. So maybe you could talk to that. And I'm always amazed who Kevin Forrest in the Manchester VA, and he'll say this, I'm amazed. A lot of times veterans don't come in and take advantage of some of the things that they earned, and it's not about entitlement. They earned it through their service. So talk about the disconnect sometimes where veterans, maybe they're apprehensive and they're just reluctant to say, I could use a little help and go see someone or talk to someone or get this or go that. So talk about that.
Yeah, there's a number of reasons. For some, it's I got out of the military. I was upright. I'm happy. And the way the military trains you is we give you everything you need. You don't need to do anything else. So that's it. So you're right. You walk away. You're upright. You think I don't need anything else. And you don't realize what's happened to your body, what's happened to your mind, your psyche. And that's why we're there. And unfortunately, close to 50% of veterans don't take advantage of what they get in the VA. In some cases, they're officers, and they don't feel like they should take advantage of it. They want it left for those veterans that they deem more critical. Reality is it's there for everybody, and we're set up to serve everybody, and we want to serve everybody. So we encourage all veterans, step forward, take advantage of what's been earned by your service. Female veterans is another prime example. A lot of them just don't feel like they are quote-unquote veterans, and so they stay away from us. We encourage them more and more to come in and see us, and we've watched that number rise in the VA, so we're seeing more and more female veterans, which is a good thing.
Mike, when you go to these events like the Speedway this weekend, and tell our listeners and veterans and their family members where you're going to be, where they can find you, because I'm sure you're going to be there pretty front and center. But my point is, what are some of the most common things a veteran or their family will say, "Hey, Mike, geez, I didn't realize that. Thank you." What are some of the things they're not aware of? Is it sometimes helping just get through I know a lot of people, not everyone is, they're not as proficient or they don't love the online stuff, even though it might be easier. Sometimes they don't know something is there. What are some of the most common things they might say, thank you, I didn't know that?
Yeah, well, first off, we're going to be right down in what's called the fan zone. So as you turn into the fan zone, right on the right-hand side there, there's going to be a huge display that Toyota puts up each and every year. Right after that, you'll find us. Right next to Toyota, you'll find our tent. And like I said, we'll be there Friday afternoon, Saturday, and Sunday. Please come visit us. But to answer your question, Jack, too, there's a lot of myths out there, and we constantly battle the myths. Jim touched on some of them a second ago. I wasn't in combat, so I'm not a real veteran. You know, I served during the Cold War. You know, I wasn't in Vietnam or I wasn't in the War on Terror, so I know I'm not eligible for anything. What we do is try to get the word out there, as Jim talked about, and that is that if you honorably served your country, and whether you were in the Guard, Reserves, or on active duty,
If you wore the uniform.
If you wore the uniform.
You're a veteran.
And you left the service under, you know, as an honorable discharge veteran, you're a veteran.
And I might add, you're less than 1% of 330 million people, but go ahead.
Exactly. You need to come and check out your benefits. There's benefits there for everybody. Once again, the myths, you know, oh, it's only for older people, or, you know, I don't feel like I have anything wrong. Nothing happened to me. You know, I never, you know, and then when we have a conversation with them, you know, you find out, oh yeah, I busted up my knee doing physical fitness training, you know, well, okay, there you go. I mean, everybody, if no matter how long you spent in the military, depending on what your job mm-hmm. was, everybody has something. Right. It can be something as simple as tinnitus or a little bit of hearing loss. But everybody has something, and you owe it to yourself, you owe it to your family, yeah. To figure out what those benefits are and to take advantage of them.
Well said, Mike and Jim, and Jim Christie and Mike McNamara. And Jim, maybe you can comment on this. I think there's an inherent difference, and I'm just going to point this out, not to get you too involved in news talk, but it's a big story today. First child tax credits available now from the government. Okay, that's great for parents, but you know what? The sense of entitlement or entitlement is a lot different than earned. And when I talk to groups, I explain that. When a veteran, when someone signs up and serves, they're giving something of themselves, whether it's National Guard or, and their family serves with them if they're not even with. I mean, last week we had 35 Navy SEALs in a room, and you think of the service and multiple deployments. You earn something. It's not about entitlement. There's a difference in the letter E, your words that begin with E. And earned is different. So don't be apprehensive. It's not a handout. It's a hand up, right?
Correct. You're exactly right. They served. They signed on the dotted line saying they'd give you anything for your country. I'll do the utmost. And this is just us saying thank you, basically. But you deserve all of it. You've given me everything. And I don't care if what era you were in, if you were on the ground of Vietnam, if you were in the Cold War, if you're in the current wars, you said you'd do the same thing. We all signed up and said, yes, I will. And so I think for a lot of people, that's what they've got to understand, that you did what we asked. Now let us do for you.
Or during the pandemic, who was helping administer the vaccines?
Correct.
The National Guard and General Michalides and his team. So the best way, Jim and Mike, is at the Fan Zone this weekend. But in general, if people want to learn more from the VA New England Healthcare Outreach, what's the best way to learn more?
Two ways. So if you're online savvy, as you talked about, just va.gov. And that homepage, VA's homepage, there's all your choices are there. You know, you want education, you want disability, you want healthcare. Otherwise, you know, another phone number, 844-VA-CARES. That's 844-VA-CARES. And that'll, you know, prompt you, depending on where you live, to get in touch with one of your local facilities in and about New England.
Well, thank you both for what you do. It is true outreach. I've seen you in action during Motorcycle Week. I've seen you in action now this weekend. I love how you're taking it to the veteran after a lot of years, and not you two, but a lot of years with the VA might have been more of a closed bureaucracy. I love how you're opening it up. Thank you both very much for your service.
Thank you.
Thanks, Jack.
Appreciate it.